When the Financial Services Royal Commission resumes next week, the insurance industry will be under intense scrutiny about its practices. Insurers are being criticised for selling policies that aren't fit for purpose and at times making it almost impossible for people to claim their benefits. Here's our National Consumer Affairs reporter, Amy Bainbridge.
Charlie.
Amanda Dunn and her daughters often walk their dog Charlie near their home in country Victoria and remember their beloved husband and father Roger, who died 2 years ago when he was just 42.
What are some other things that you miss about Dad?
That he was brave.
He was brave, wasn't he?
It's been a tough time for the family, made even harder by a battle with Roger's insurance company, MetLife. As a couple, Amanda and Roger paid premiums for almost a decade. Roger had a congenital heart condition, which he disclosed. But in 2013, Roger became gravely ill with pulmonary hypertension, a condition that affects the arteries within the lungs.
He was very ill. He could hardly walk. He had to walk with oxygen. He couldn't shower because all his veins were quite protruded and they would bleed.
Roger was unable to work, but the family's claim for total permanent disability, or TPD, on their policy was rejected.
Very upset because I think that our family was under enough pressure.
After a series of further health complications, Roger passed away in hospital in 2016.
He was exhausted. I think the phone call on the Monday saying that the TPD had been rejected, I think that was it. I think he couldn't fight anymore.
After Roger's death, his family's claim for life insurance was also denied. Amanda's lawyer is Paula Shelton.
Well, unfortunately, I think Amanda's situation really epitomises what has gone wrong with life insurance claims. When you're selling a policy of insurance, it's not a box of cereal, and you have to make sure that that policy is fit for purpose.
The policy was bought through an intermediary when the family refinanced their home. MetLife has told AM it can't comment on the specifics of individual claims, but customers need to consider the terms and conditions of the policy and whether it is appropriate for their needs. Ahead of the Royal Commission hearings on life insurance, the corporate regulator ASIC has released a report slamming the industry for its high-pressure sales tactics. ASIC also said customers often struggle to understand complex policies, including key exclusions. Alexandra Kelly is from the Financial Rights Legal Centre.
Some of the fundamental changes we'd like to see is a much clearer disclosure as to what exactly a consumer has purchased. Current product disclosure statements can run up to 100 pages, have lots of cross-referencing and include products that they don't even or can't even claim on. So we'd like to see really tailored information directed at a consumer.
The Royal Commission hearings will cover life insurance on Monday.
National Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.